Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Giriraj Govardhan ki jai. Nirajagata. So, Hare Krishna. This will be the first and short this part of the Bhakti Rasayana seminar. This seminar will be different than other seminars in the sense that we will try to see how we can learn a new aspect of Krishna consciousness, that is meditating. Tomorrow I will introduce the subject of Smaranam, which we will try to do, that is meditation or remembering. To all of you, and we will carefully and daringly enter into the ocean of memory. Today, because the time is a little bit shifted due to settling, and we are still in the process of totally settling, we will make just a very short presentation. I wanted to do today something with you, which where we hear a little bit about the glories of Govardhan and Giriraj, so that it's easier for us to make a relationship. Can you all hear me acoustically? Sachi Devi, you're in the back. Not really. So this must be corrected. Can we increase the volume of this? This means you must come closer. Also, maybe we can tell the blind man's orchestra that we very much sympathized with their situation of being, that we also feel like blind men. Is Subal here? And So we will do our thing. Please do come closer. It is really not a problem. Also, the Matajis, please do not worry. There are, of course, certain centimeters which one could respect. But what we will do, and you can start already to learn a little bit this technique now, we will always read a verse to you. Then we will explain the verse, and afterwards we will try to visualize the verse, that is, go into the meditate about the verse for ourselves. We will really meditate here, and for that reason we are still looking for a little bit more soundproof area here. So we will not do this so much today, but you can already learn the idea. We will chant a verse for you, then we will explain it, and while we explain it, it's good if you take some notes about key points which you like to learn in your own meditation about the verse. Because what you will learn, what we will learn in this seminar, is a succession of verses which are meant for meditation and which will bring us, even if we are not in Vrindavan, directly here to Vrindavan. You will actually learn how to construct a bridge which you can always use wherever you are to bring you from a material to a spiritual consciousness. Isn't that wonderful? It is a deep technique, an ancient technique, and you will need to be a little bit attentive to really understand it. But it, for now, I will say to you, just I will chant the verse for you and then explain it, and then we will do a meditative practice of remembering the verse. You will see what it is, not today, because we are short of time and you have just arrived and must settle in your mind. I have requested our Narada Muni, Prashanta, to help me a little. Please tune your Narada Muni, bring your Narada Muniness into our ears.
Anta yamatriya bala haridasavayo yat rama krishna charanash parasha pramoda manam tanoti saugo kanayostayo yat paniya suya vasakandura kandamula antaya matriya bala Haridasavayo Yad Rama Krishna Charanash Parasha Pramoda Manam Tanoti Sahago Ganayostayo Yaj Paniyasuya Vasakandura Kandamula Antaya matriya bala haridasavayo Yad Rama Krishna charana sparasha pramoda Manam tanoti sahago ganayostayo yat Pani asuya vasakandura kandamulai.
Of all the devotees, this Govardhan hill is the best. O my friends, this hill supplies Krishna and Balaram, along with their calves, cows, and cowherd friends, with all kinds of necessities. Water for drinking, very soft grass, caves, fruits, flowers, and even vegetables. In this way, the hill offers respects to the Lord. Being touched by the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram, Govardhan Hill appears very jubilant. This verse starts with the word hanta, meaning, oh, an expression which is used both to express joy and amazement. Oh, wow! We would say in American slang, wow! This Govardhan Hill is the best of all devotees. What does this mean? And how do we meditate about how Govardhan Hill is the best? What does it mean to be a good devotee of Krishna? A devotee is recognized by his bhava, his ecstatic symptoms in his spiritual life, and also by his service. Govardhan has a particular, you can recognize Govardhan being the best of Krishna's devotees by his ecstatic bhavas. It is said that there is grass on Govardhan, which you can see here. It stands up erect in ecstasy. See, Giriraj is in ecstasy. Because we are afraid of catching a severe cold in Braj, our hair has become unshaved. But imagine the hair would stand like this. This is what it means to be jubilant, in ecstasy. Govardhan is in ecstasy, you can see. His hairs are standing erect. I think you just before you, you see the Romancha. There's Ashru, tears of ecstasy, which are the little rivers and rivulets which come out of Giriraj. See with the spiritual eye, Gadadha. he's crying. Then he perspires. This is especially you will see in the morning. There's morning dew. Dew, you understand? He perspires in ecstasy. This is one. In this way, Giriraj Govardhan shows the eight symptoms of ecstasies, and that's why he is the best of the devotees. He's in total ecstasy. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed also anubhavas which were not seen anywhere else, like he shrank, his body expanded. So Giriraj's body also expanded very much out of ecstasy when Krishna held him up and then Giriraj expanded so much that all of Braj fitted underneath him. He really expanded. Another symptom of Govardhan's ecstatic relationship to Krishna is the fact that he feels great separation now where Krishna's manifest Leela has stopped. Do you know that Giriraj sinks every day into the ground a little bit more? I heard for the size of a mustard seed. Is this true? This is what is known. He feels so separate, he feels so much love for Krishna that he sinks into the ground out of ecstasy. This is a scientifically measurable thing which he does. He is smaller every year when we come. He feels so much ecstasy. The Yamuna also feels ecstasy of separation, and her ecstasy is manifested by her slowly drying up. The ecstasy of Giriraj is by sinking into the earth. Now there are usually there's a third evidence that Giriraj is the best of the devotee because he is the best servant of Krishna. There are usually three very good devotees: Yudhishthira, Uddhava, and the third is Giriraj. Giriraj is the best of Krishna's servants because he renders the most intimate service to Krishna and Krishna's devotees. If you want to serve Krishna nicely, you cannot ignore Krishna's devotees. Have you noticed in your life? You have noticed, it seems. we must serve Krishna's devotees nicely. So Giriraj serves Krishna's devotee by giving them all the things Giriraj serves Krishna and Krishna's devotees. Krishna he serves by giving Radha and Krishna all the things which give them special pleasure. For instance, drinks like water, honey, and sugar cane juice. Excellent, and he serves Krishna's cows by giving them excellent grass. This grass is in the spiritual grass is special because it is mainly Dova grass and it is watered by the milk cows and nourished by the sunshine. The grass which Govardhan offers to Krishna's cows has four qualities. Would you like to know about this? First, it is Sugandha. It has an especially nice fragrance which attracts all of Raja's cows. And even the horses from the planets of the demigods can come here and eat that grass because it is so Sugandha, so nice smelling. The next quality is the grass is Sukamala. It means it is very soft. Even in the summertime, when grass usually becomes a little pricky, this grass remains soft so that the mouth of the cows are not pierced. Sukamala, very soft grass, it says here in the translation, very soft grass. Then it is Pushti Varana. It does not only smell aromatic, it tastes aromatic and is extremely healthy. That means the cows never suffer from any fatigue, hunger or disease if they eat Giriraj's grass. Wonderful, isn't it? Pushti Varana. And finally, the grass has the ability to transform into very, very special fragrant milk within the mother cow, so that Govinda's sweets are very tasty. When the cows come to this Giriraj and eat here, their milk becomes so tasty from the grass that the sweets for Govinda are very wonderful. This is how the very soft grass, some explanation about the very soft grass. So it says it gives water for drinking. There are many rivers and also sugarcane ponds are here. Then there are Kandara caves. In Krishna book it is described, these caves are cool in the summer and warm in the winter, so that the cowherd boys can go inside these caves both in the winter time and the summer time. Also Radha and Krishna go into these caves in Giriraj, and the caves for Radha and Krishna are decorated with jeweled lamps and pictures which are favorable to evoke loving sentiments. Very loving pictures are in there with nice homes are there. Giriraj, it is in the caves, produces special minerals so that Krishna can take the minerals and smear them over his body so that he looks especially attractive. For instance, he takes often a red mineral which very charismatically contrasts his bluish bodily color. Also yellow minerals, and when he comes out he really looks far out. Very far out. Then it is said there are very nice fruit trees. What is the fruit which Krishna likes most? Who knows? The chiku. There are many chiku fruit trees here. Then many flowers where Krishna decorates his hair. Especially what flower does Krishna like to put over his ear? The Kanikara flower, it looks like a trumpet which heralds his glories. It is either yellow or bluish also. He likes to put it over one ear, not over two ears, because it looks redundant. So he puts it over one ear only. Krishna also will find many... What is his favorite garland? Out of which material is this used? Vaijajandi, these are five different... We will learn about the Vaijajandi garland a little later. But no, it is not the Vaijajandi. It's made of a very sweet berry. A gunja berry, which looks white, red, and black. We might see the gunja berry from our pujaris. These also grow here. Then it said there are many vegetables. Can you imagine what kind of vegetables are at Giriraj? Cabbage or potatoes? It sounds too Polish, isn't it? The vegetables are kandamulai. Roots usually. Roots, very strengthening roots, fruits, and so on. Now we have done some of the purport of the thing, but I will now stop for a dramatic interaction. Prabhu's Braj Bihari has told me, please introduce Giriraj in a very basic way. My dear devotees, if you want to see Giriraj, you have to develop the eyes to see Giriraj. Everything which you see here in Vrindavan can only, or let us say, the spiritual dimension of Vrindavan can only be seen if you develop the eyes to see them, the organs to see them. Giriraj can be seen if you come into the mood of a devotee. Giriraj cannot be seen. Can see, be seen with the eyes of love. I want to give you an Shastric point to consider. If you want to taste something, you need the required taste buds. If you want to see Giri, for instance, or if you want to hear a sound, you need to have the right frequency in your ear. For instance, there are sounds which we cannot hear. They are so high and so low that we call them ultra-high and ultra-low sound. Something like this, at least. Dogs can hear very high sounds, humans not so much. So the spiritual dimension of Giriraj can also only be seen if you develop the instruments of bhava. Bhava means a certain mood. Prabhupada called his movement the movement for the consciousness of Krishna, Bhavanamrita, the nectarian bhava of Krishna consciousness must be there in order to see Giriraj. And because Giriraj is a great devotee of Krishna, he will give you this consciousness. He will to see him. I want to talk a little bit about this point. at the end, because now if I have to go on in my thing. Giriraj, this is the next point which we want to meditate about, is Krishna is not different from Krishna. You know, when Krishna saw that the Vrajavasis were worshipping Indra like farmers do. Farmers worship the sun god and the rain god. Krishna was not very satisfied, because Krishna wants our exclusive love. And therefore he said to them, why don't you worship Giriraj? So Nanda Maharaj's first reaction was, this is very unconventional. A hill? How can we... I mean, a hill? What tribe worships a hill? But later, Krishna showed him that this hill is not a hill, but it is God. By manifesting in the course of the Govardhan Puja, Giriraj manifested a Krishna form. He was Krishna, and he accepted with hands the food which was offered by the Brijbasis to him. It is even said that afterwards the Brijbasis had to bring Giriraj trees for toothpicks. Very big Krishna. He didn't just have... this was not sufficient as a toothpick. He needed a whole tree. And lakes of sugarcane juice to quench his thirst. And at that time, Krishna, Giriraj, who had this Krishna form, not the mountain form, explained, Shailosmi, I am that hill. Now, there are many... You might say, how... So, what is Krishna? What is Giriraj? Is he the best servant of Krishna, like we just have heard? Or is he Krishna himself? How should I worship him? And there are many answers to this, according to the Bhav of devotees, but here, because we talk more on Tattva at this moment, we will understand that Giriraj is both. He is God, he is Krishna, and also the servant of Krishna. And I want to give you an example which you all know. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Krishna, and at the same time he poses himself as a devotee of Krishna. He closed his eyes when he was addressed as God and said, Vishnu, Vishnu. Or Balaram, he is God, but he is also the best servant of God. So Giriraj, which you see here, is serving Krishna and his devotees, and is therefore the best of the devotees. At the same time, Giriraj is God. Now, I would like to go to the next point. We offer Giriraj our most humble obeisances, because we wish that he shows us his mercy. How can Giriraj show the devotees mercy? This is my question to you, and you will now have to become active in the brain department to answer it. How could he show you the mercy? I don't think it's wise if all the young devotees fling up their arms immediately, like they always do, and the old are silent. We will first hear from the old devotees. How do you expect Giriraj to show you mercy? How will it manifest? Mercy, what do you expect? When I come to someone, a grihastha, and I'm very hungry, and I say, give me your mercy, I expect very concrete things, like rice, dal, chapatis. Are you hungry for? What do you wish to get from Giriraj? What do we mean? Giriyat, show me your mercy. What concrete things? He could help us that we can increase our attitude of service of Krishna, because after all he is Krishna and he can bring us in the right mood to approach him. This is your point. He can give us a taste for Krishna consciousness. Maybe here you think of Giriraj as a servant, because usually we approach and serve devotees so that they give us a taste. It is said in the key verses to the Bhagavatam, which we have mentioned at the yesterday's lecture. So was it a week ago or a month ago or a year ago? It was so fast, the Vrindavan time, that you have no taste to hear about Krishna. You must serve devotees, because within the service of devotees something happens. You understand all of a sudden, I'm not so important, Krishna is more important, and you imbibe the qualities which you see in the devotees. So Raj Bihari expects more ruchi, which devotees give, servants give. Mm-hmm.